Good morning. This is Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. Well, thank you for joining us. You're in the midst of a storm. I say we are in the midst of a massive snowstorm. And praise God, and let's thank Him for safety, for a warm place, and I mean warm. It feels good to be within the comfort zone of one's home as this storm does what it's tasked to do on the outside. I trust that all of you will be safe while this storm goes on. I think it's scheduled to go late into the morning. But it's early now, and we are rising early to seek Him. So we thank God for this day, and we know that He is God in the midst of the storm. Let us go to Him immediately in prayer and thank Him for all that He has done, and also introduce ourselves to this brand new day that He's given to us. Father, we do thank You today because no matter what, You're God, and You're on the throne, and You're in great control even in the midst of the storm. We thank You, Lord, that we have this awesome relationship with You, that we can approach You boldly without fear. And Father, we ask You to separate us from our iniquities and our sin. Forgive us as You have promised so clearly in Your word to forgive us all unrighteousness, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We thank You, Father, for the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed to continually cover our sin, our failures, our periods of disappointing You, of missing the mark. We thank You, Lord, that Your blood is applied. You're always willing, if we confess our sin, to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we claim that today for ourselves individually and corporately, collectively. We ask for the cleansing and for the restoration of the righteous covering that comes only through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we wake up to this day knowing that You're the one that would get us through. It's from You all our help comes. So we thank You today. Thank You for all our prayer partners that have joined us across the land and across the earth today to seek Your face, because You are God. In the beginning, the Word of God says, God. So we thank You today, and we come to You as the first cause. You are the first cause, so we place You first, and we thank You even in the midst of this storm today. Well, thank you for joining us and welcome. And if you have not been with us for a long season, well, certainly we thank God for keeping you, and certainly you're always welcome home. So we thank you and we bless your name today. We thank the Lord. He is great. Want to just bring and call our attention to a small passage of Scripture in the book of Nahum. And it's in the first chapter and the first 2 to 4 verses. And here's what it says. It says, the Lord is jealous, is a jealous God, and avenging. The Lord avenges, and He's full of wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on His adversaries and reserves wrath for His enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will by no means clear the guilty. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes and threatens the sea and makes it dry and dries up all the rivers. Bashan on the east and Mount Carmel on the west wither, and in the north the blossom of Lebanon fades. Well, that's our Lord. He is truly great. And our focus today is the fact that he is our shelter. He is our shelter. And we think of not just prayer. We think of deliverance. We think of all his promises. We think of the strength that he provides. And we think of the revelation that he brings even as he answers our prayer. I will ask you to focus on any praise report and or prayer request. Yes, any prayer request that you have, we are entertaining that in this period of time. And we want to seek the Lord today on behalf of the homeless. We know that there are many people. It was so pleasing to my heart to hear the new mayor of New York City appealing to people yesterday to please report anyone that is in any kind of stress, difficulty, or homelessness, because the city wants to meet their need to, in other words, alert the authorities if there's someone that's stranded or in distress during this snow emergency, and that's what it is, because the governors of the state of New Jersey and the state of New York have already declared a state of emergency. So it's dire for many. You and I are blessed that we are in a comfortable environment, hopefully, and we're warm, and while the storm rages outside. But we are concerned about those that are not as comfortable as we are for all kinds of reasons, and we pray for them on this morning and ask God's help for them. And of course, we want to see them come through the storm as much as we want to see ourselves as well. Okay, your lines are open. We thank you once again for joining us. Welcome on this morning. I trust that you're feeling well. I know I am, and we know who is the one that gets the credit for that. It's him, of course. So voice your praise report or prayer request, and let us touch and agree and go to the Lord, because he answers according to the word of God, and he wants to show us great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise your name. Father, we stand in the gap for those that are exposed to the elements of this storm, the storm that brings so much ice and snow and cold with it. We ask, oh God, that there would be help for those. And Father, if they're not in their right mind, that somehow they would be rescued, their lives would be spared, so that you can restore and deliver them from all manner of circumstances, Lord, that are affecting their lives right now. So we pray for shelter, for food, and for warmth, and for comfort for those that are your creation. But whatever their circumstances, it leaves them exposed. And Father, if they be children, we advocate on the behalf of the children right now, Lord, that they too would have a food, shelter, and warmth on a day like today. So we do not take our comfort for granted, Father. We know that you provided for us, and for that we thank you. We thank you,
Lord,
because you provided so bountifully that we are comfortable this morning. Comfortable. And Father, we pray for the sparing of lives, that no lives would be lost, even as people try to make themselves comfortable. We pray that there will be no fires, no destructive circumstances, even as this day goes on. Thank you for this day. It is a great day because you are Lord over all. And we do bless your name, and we do thank you today in the name of Jesus. We pray, dear Father, that this storm may be a sign to all of us of visitation that is needed among us. We need a visitation in our own hearts, families, and communities, our own zones. We need a definite visitation, Lord, and you will provide, Lord. Your visitation comes as warmth and caring, your love, your mercy, and your grace, providing for us and delivering us from the snares of the adversary. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the vision that you already made, and we believe in you this year for a great revival, a great visitation, something that causes a shift from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light for many. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name today, and we thank you. We are hungry, and we are in expectation of what you promised and want to do. And we are in agreement with you today that your visitation would change, forever change us, change our communities, change our families, change our nation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless your name even now. Stir our own hearts. Stir the hearts of many. In the name of Jesus, cause a greater hunger to arise for the manifestation of the sons of God in the earth in this hour. We thank you and we bless your name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If there's something that one of you would like to pray about, now is a good time to introduce that prayer, and we are here to touch and agree with you in prayer. Whatever it is, the power of agreement is present. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Yes.
The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So this
Amen.
Morning I give God praise, I give him glory, I give him honor, thank him even for this day, even though the elements outside are not what we would want it to be, but God is in control.
Yes.
He flung the stars in the sky. He created the earth. He created everything, and he created this day. So we will rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad
yes.
in it. We will
yes,
rejoice
amen.
And be glad in it. We thank you,
Praise.
Lord. For your grace and your mercy that has kept us even on this day. We thank you, Father,
yes.
that we are not in a hospital bed. We are not hooked up, oh God, to any machines, Lord, but we have the liberty and the freedom and the boldness that you have given us through your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can come before you and lift up a voice of praise and worship and adoration for your holy name, oh God, and even to lift up others.
Yes.
This morning, my heart is a little burdened for the young people, in particular the young men. I felt I felt a sense of gladness on our New Year's Eve night when I saw about four or five young men who could have been anywhere else, but they chose, and as far as I understand, they asked to come to church with their grandmother. And in these times, that is few and far between that you would find young men with a purpose to come to church.
Yes.
And so you know that there are many more of them out there. I myself, I have grandsons, I have grandchildren, and I would love for them to come in into the light. And so we know that the men are the ones that are the ones that take up their rightful place after Jesus Christ, and they're the head after him. But many of them are out there, they're strung out on drugs, and they're young ones too, they're older ones and they're young ones too. There's some of them in jail. I was looking at a footage a couple of days ago about two young men. They're both in opposite cells. They cannot touch each other because since they were 13 years old, they were in gangs and they were murdering people. One guy said he killed his first person at the age of 13. And he had murdered over 29 people, and he could remember. He could remember what he did. And so the two of them are in prison now for the rest of their lives. You know, so our men are in prison. Our men are strung out on drugs or on alcohol. And this is not what the Lord has intended for them. So this morning I would like for us to lift up all our men, beginning with our baby boy child, boy children, going into adolescence, our youth. I thank God for young men like Tyreek and Marcus and even little man. Thank God for them. But there's so many of them, others that are lost. And then we pray for the older men. And we pray for our grandfathers, those who know the truth, and those who may not even have an idea or have a clue and need also to be led to the Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Amen. Of this morning.
Yes.
And they will take their rightful place. In the home, as the father, as the husband,
yonder rules.
Yes.
Rightful place.
Yes.
Stand by the women. Stand by their wives. Marry the women that they have a relationship with, because God wants us to be in marriages not shut up.
Yes. Would one of us lift up that prayer request? And the request is prayer for the men, young as well as the older men. And we know what the issue is and the problem is. Now let's believe God together for the answer and the solution. That young men, we thank God for those, of course, who are walking in him and are already doing the right things, but there are so many that are not. And so let us touch and agree on behalf of the young men and the older men. If someone would like to take up that prayer request, it would be so helpful. But it's available, and it's need articulation, it's need voice singing, it needs fresh air. the fresh air of prayer. Will someone take that up? Hallelujah.
Oh, we just praise your name, oh God. Lord, because you're God and you're God alone, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, even before time begins. You are God. You are on your throne. You reign, oh Father God.
Yes, Father.
There's no end unto your reigning, oh Father God. And Lord, you know that we will have these days and these times. And you know the old and you know the young, oh God. You knew them both before they came in their mother's womb, before they was even brought forth. You sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever call on the name of Jesus shall be saved. This morning, Father, we are calling on the name of Jesus for our man child, oh Father God, for the old and the young, oh Father God. Lord God, we just asking you to move by your Spirit in their hearts, Father God. We asking you to break foul ground in the heart of the old and the young, Lord God. Lord God, you said, oh God, our old men, oh God, shall have dreams, oh Father God, but the young shall have vision, oh Father God. Lord, you see where they're lost and they need purpose. And, oh God, their very purpose is for your design, oh Father God. You know they have disappointments, but in their disappointment, it can be your divine appointment for their very lives, oh Father God.
Yes, Lord,
not living according to the way of the flesh, oh Father God, because Jesus defeated it all, oh God, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
Yes, Lord.
But you come, Jesus, that they may have life. My God, I'm asking you to turn on the light in their hearts, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, you said all that Jesus had, that you have given to Jesus, he will lose and lost none. Lord, we calling on you. We crying out to you.
Calling you today.
And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, not according to their physical, but spiritual, Lord, enlighten them, quicken them today, oh Father God. Lord God, raise up your laborers to go forth in their path that will minister grace unto them, oh God. And oh God, your word declares today where much sin is, your grace abound much more. Grace and truth that came through your Son. Mercy, goodwill, peace to man, oh God. Oh yes, Lord, because Lord, they need you, Lord. They need you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, have your way. Oh, yes, Lord, we cry out, oh God. Yes, oh God, save, Lord God, and they shall be saved. Deliver, and they shall be delivered, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. For we forever give you the glory, the honor.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the name.
Thank you, Lord.
His
thank
great
you,
name. Hallelujah. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord, that the murderer is God. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even and tenderize their hearts, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God, we cry out.
We call upon you, Lord, for your help.
Lord,
you have the answer. Raise up the young men and the old men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I didn't want that didn't need to turn on.
18 says, and afterward I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream. Your young men shall see
vision.
Hallelujah. That day is now.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We stand on that promise, Jesus.
Yes, that day.
You are a promise-keeping God. And you
yes.
say to
hallelujah.
Your word, it shall come to pass.
Yes,
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. We stand on your word. We stand on your word, Lord. We stand on the truth in your word, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's Thank
you, Father.
Shall come to pass in this time. In this time, it shall come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you in advance for doing it, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you
for the progress. We thank you in advance for the deliverance. We thank you in advance. Lord, the young men wanting to come to church, that they will flock to church, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You, Lord. That they will have the desire to seek you, Lord. That you will lead them to your ministry, Lord. In the name of God, we lift up the rest ministry. We lift up Brother Man. We lift up Brother Terry. We lift up Brother Tony. We lift up Brother Nate, Lord. Give them the wisdom and understanding that these men will be encouraged.
Yes, Lord.
Come forth, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God, in all churches,
God.
We lift up men that come every Sunday, Lord, from Harbor Home, Lord. We lift up
Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, bring them by the flock, Lord. Bring them in, Lord. Bring them in, Lord, and prepare us, Lord, that when you send us in, Lord, that we will be prepared.
Yes,
let us touch them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That we will be prepared to minister to them when you bring them in, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Give us the wisdom, Lord, that we need, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. We thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. Showing us, Lord. Teaching us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For this opportunity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I lift up before you this morning, oh God. Will you direct him, Lord God? Yes, Lord God. Even though it may not seem right to the others, oh God, but in his heart, he knows that he is doing what is your will.
Thank you, Lord God.
I pray that you continue to use him mightily right there where he is, oh God.
Yes.
Right there where he is, oh God. I pray that you continue to use him mightily in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I feel this morning that we received a powerful directive and confirmation concerning the targets of our prayers and praying for the young men and the old men, as the scriptures calls it, is something that we should be targeting. And I would ask you over the next month, roughly, beginning now, that if you haven't been doing it already, that you would come to our prayer sessions with a notepad and a writing instrument, of course, and listen for God. I believe God spoke to our hearts this morning, and this is something that we should note for our own eyes and remembrance as we contemplate throughout our days, with contemplate on the things that God is speaking to us. I believe God is wanting to shift the atmosphere in our families, in our communities, and our nations, if you will. And we want to rally around what God is sharing with us. We want to do so individually and collectively. And it may be that even in our own families, I know on New Year's Eve I was really touched, and someone alluded to that just earlier in our session today. Young men came to service, and I'm talking about 18-year-olds, you know, 17-year-olds, and they called up and asked, well, where can we go to service? Can we go with you to church? And they came, and I had interaction with a few of them, and I can tell you, I heard an expression of wanting to go in the right direction, doing the right things. And so we should not despise the day of small things, the scripture tells us.
Amen.
And so I feel affirmed today coming out of this session. I'm going to make some contacts, certainly by next week this time. So let us continue to pray. I don't know what God is going to do, but I'm going to initiate some contacts with some of these young men in a very personal way, and see what God will do. I know that soil is fertile, and we need to water it. So I'll ask you to water it. That's why I'm saying God is going to speak to us over the next month or so, because we are entering our fast beginning on Saturday evening. Well, 12:01 on Sunday morning, actually. And we are going to be fasting from the TV. Of course, we want to know the news and the weather. That's important to our functioning on a day-to-day basis. As you now know, we're in the midst of the storm and all of that. But we want to focus on prayer, studying the Word, and meditation. Meditation meaning we contemplate what we've read and what God is speaking to us. And so keep a notepad and pencil close by at all times, so that as God downloads to you, you can record that. Let's not depend on our memories, which are, for some of us, I know for myself, it's not as good as it used to be. So what I've done, I have outsourced my memory to my smartphone and to other devices to help me stay on track. And so you may want to consider the same strategy. But let us begin. I think we have our first assignment already, to pray for the young men and the older men, and just stand in the gap for them. Let's just humble ourselves and just intercede for them. And God wants to birth something. I just sense that in my spirit. And so we will be the midwives, or we will midwife that manifestation, so to speak. We will cause it to not only be born, but to be made manifest before all our eyes for God's glory. So, and this may affect someone in your family. That's right, may affect positively someone in your family. So let us follow the Lord and see where He will lead. He will always take us to some place, number one, that is good and best, and number two, we will get to see and learn of Him in ways that heretofore we had not known. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining us. I trust that you will be safe in the midst of the storm as you do those things that are necessary. If you have to step outside, we pray that you will not fall. You will not slip and slide. You will be safe. You will not be injured if you have to go out and clear a vehicle, clear a pathway for movement and all of those things. We pray your strength in the Lord. All of us have to face that in some form or fashion due to the storm. So we pray that our property will be, meaning the church facility and its properties, are kept sound from the pressures of the element, and that no one would be hurt on our properties or injured or anything. So I'm looking forward to this day. I don't know exactly what we'll be able to do. I haven't discovered what the weather is ultimately going to do today yet. I haven't had a chance to touch base with the forecasters. But we thank God, and we know he's on the throne.
Amen.
Well, amen. Amen. I thank you for joining us. And please remember, today's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, this week has been, you know,
one of those Friday weeks. Already.
Yeah, lose track of what day it is. It's Friday, January 3rd, and we thank God for Friday, as they say. Thank God it's Friday, TGIF. Wherever you are listening to us, we thank you for joining our program, The Global Time with Jesus Christ. And this program, for those who may not know, is a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. So we are praying not just more, we are praying great things, because our God is great. Well, once again, I'm Aubrey L. Gregory. I just love you all. I just love you.
We love you.
Thank you so much. You're just so encouraging, because you're there. You know, you're there and you're with us in prayer and intercession. And I pray your strength this year in a mighty way. I pray that you would be stronger this year, greater in God this year. Your faith would be going higher and higher. You'd be able to believe God this year for things that you could not believe him before. But because he has strengthened you, you're greater than you were last year. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
On Monday, have a great
day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father.
Yes.
Higher than we ever been before. Amen. That's right. Want to go deeper, further, and higher than we ever
Amen.
Been before. Jesus,
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. God bless you. Keep the song in your heart.
Yes.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
Hallelujah.
God bless.
Pastor and Liz. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.